going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What can we do for you today on this Dirt Earth Wednesday?
So, I was with this girl named Amanda for 2 years. I definitely thought she was the one. I wanted to propose to her, but, you know, it was a really tough 2 years. That's like a roller coaster.
Okay, well, what do you mean by roller coaster? Are you able to tell us, like, a little bit more so we have a better understanding?
I don't want to say too much, but it ended badly. It involved her cheating, and it was just time to move on.
All right, so Tyler, so what do you want us to do for you today?
Well, I was single for almost 10 months after things ended with Amanda, and I was just focused on myself, healing, doing work on myself, and then I met a girl, Kimmy, out of all places at a bowling alley. She was with girlfriends bowling, and I was with a couple guy friends from work. Again, I know it's super random, but yeah.
So did you, like, bowl, like, with her, or, like how did you guys, like, start talking to the girls?
So our lanes were, like, right by one another. So we all started joking each other, challenging one another. So that's kind of how we all started talking.
Okay. So do you want us to call Kimmy and ask her on a date for you? I mean, we've done it before, you know, so anything goes with dirty work, I tell you.
actually, no. So we were dating for like a little over 3 months. So I don't need help with asking her on a date.
Oh, all right. So that's good. 3 months. So then what's the deal then?
So in the past week and a half, she isn't responding to my texts. She won't return my calls. And like, that's super weird because we were pretty much seeing each other almost every day, if not every other day. And things were getting pretty serious. So I thought they were. I don't know what changed.
Okay. So don't hate me, Tyler, but I have to ask this question. 3 months, obviously you two have done the deed, right?
I'm thinking you did the deed and she thought it wasn't great, and that's why she's now ghosting you.
No. So we both had gotten out of really bad relationships before we started talking, and so we both of us agreed that we would wait a while before we did all that. It was a mutual agreement, and we were both happy with that choice.
Hmm. So who brought up the not doing the deed part? Was it you or was it her?
Well, it was me. I did, because I wanted her to know that this wasn't just a rebound for me, that I really wanted to get to know her before getting into the physical aspect of things. Hmm.
Okay, admirable. So do you want us to call her and figure out where this all went left for you two?
Yes, I would love that. And Natalia, I kind of have an idea for what I want you to do, like
okay.
A specific thing. So I have a best girlfriend named Sydney that Kimmy has heard. I just talk about her a lot. But I think you could call Kimmy and pretend to be Sydney to see if she spills, like, what's actually happening.
Okay, yeah, okay. I like that idea. Okay, man, we'll try to do that. We'll give Kimmy a call, rather than a song, and Natalia will pretend to be your best girlfriend, Sydney.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kimmy? This is Sydney. I am Tyler's best girlfriend.
Tyler has talked a lot about you, and I think I have an idea as to why you're calling.
Yeah, Kimmy, listen, girl, I'm not trying to get in the middle of things, but he is so confused and sad about what's happened. He said he's texted you, he's called you, you won't reply to him, and he's just trying to figure out where he went wrong, and that's why I'm calling.
Okay, well, you know, I really don't want to talk about it. Honestly, I'm still really upset about all of this. I thought this was meant to be. I mean, listen, I was falling for Tyler, and I let my guard down, and, oh, God, it just, this just turns out to be all fake.
Fake? What do you mean fake?
Look, Sydney, I know you mean well, but I really don't want to get into this, and if you want to get more info, you should call Tyler, just have Tyler call his guy friend. Brad has the answers to all this.
Kimmy, I know Brad, but again, what does Brad have to do with this? Like, why are we calling Brad?
Listen, Sydney, just call Brad. I am done talking about this. I'm just, like I said, I'm just really sad.
Okay, I guess we'll call Brad and get the answer to what happened.
Hello?
Hey, Brad, it's Jermaine Cole. I have a question for you. So I'm really, really good friends with Kimmy. And here lately, I've noticed she's been not herself, super upset. And she said it had to do with a conversation she had with you. I'm just trying to figure out what happened so I can, I don't know, I guess be a better friend to her.
Oh, Kimmy, right. You mean Tyler's little fling?
Fling? Kimmy made it seem like they were super, super into each other.
I mean, you know, he is really into her, but he just got out of a super long-term relationship, which ended badly.
Yeah, but like Kimmy said, his past relationship was over like 10, 11 months ago or something like that, right?
Yeah, man. But look, what's this to you? I'm confused, bro. I don't know.
Okay, well, so, dude, she's like 1,000% one of my closest friends. I just hate seeing her this depressed. She's crying. I'm really just trying to figure out what I can do to make her like feel better and like what made her so upset so I can like get her out of this like, slump.
Okay. Look, bro to bro, like guy code, me to you. Can I tell you just between us?
1,000%.
All right. Look, Tyler's been my best friend since high school, right? He's always been by my side and we have been through a lot together. And after things ended with Amanda, his long-term relationship, I finally had my best friend back. I mean, when he was with Amanda, I never saw him, ever. Never got to hang out with him. And then all of a sudden, I had my bro back for 10 months. And it was great, right? And then he meets this broad, Kimmy, and it's back to Tyler falling off the face of the planet again. Never see him.
Okay, so then what did you say to Kimmy?
I mean, look, I just told Kimmy that she's like, one of five girls that Tyler's talking to, right? So she's just a fling, and he's not that serious about her. And she took it the way I expected her to take it, you know, horribly. And I think she's done with Tyler.
Oh, my God. So you legit sabotaged your best friend's relationship. You lied to this girl knowing damn good and well he isn't talking to five other women.
I didn't sabotage anything, okay? I just helped my best friend from making another horrible decision by being in another two-year relationship only for his heart to get broken again by some bro.
Like, do you have something for him? Do you want to date this guy? Like, do you want to date Tyler? I've never met a guy who has purposely ruined his best friend's relationship like this.
Nah, dude. No. Look, I just killed two birds with one stone, right? Tyler doesn't get hurt. I get my best bro back and get to hang out with him again, and that's that.
Well, great, because Kimmy and Tyler, I know you guys right now are listening. Now you know what this jerk Brad did trying to sabotage y'all's relationship.
Who are you talking to, weirdo? Like, they can't hear you. What are you, what?
Well, that's funny. Yes, they can, and I just sabotaged this call.
Ever morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.